Well, good morning on this beautiful Wednesday, June 2nd, here, and you're listening to 88.5 KRFY, and this is The Morning Show, and it's a special week for us. I'm Susie Prez, one of your hosts. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm Chris Bessler, your co-host here, Susie. I think we're actually Wednesday, June 8th.
Oh, you're right.
Don't take us back in time like that. It's scary.
Well, I was hoping that we were just starting June because it's flying by.
It is flying by, no question.
And this is a special week for KRFY. We're really celebrating the fact that we have a community radio station in our region, and it is special.
No question. And this is our membership drive week. We're having a lot of programming, talking about the membership drive, which really kicks in on Friday and Saturday. We're going to have an open studio, a demonstration studio happening right downtown at First and Cedar. What's the name of the building we're in?
It's the Crosby Building, but it's where Snow River was recently.
Yes.
So it's a storefront.
And we did this last year at a different location downtown, but we're going to have our broadcasting happening right there. People will be able to come in off the street, check it out, see what it looks like to go on the air. We're going to be inviting folks that wander in to say a few words and give a shout out to their friends and family. And then we're going to have a whole big lineup each day of local musicians. We'll be playing in-studio concerts. We'll be broadcasting those live. And people will be able to come and hang out, see the concerts even.
Right. I even heard that one of the bands may be recording a live album there that evening, on Saturday evening. So we'll see if they bring their board down.
Recorded live at the KRFY studio.
Exactly. So as I was saying, this is a special week. We have guests in the studio.
We do. And today we have with us Charlie Parrish. He's the president of the board of directors of KRFY.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here, Charlie. We're going to be talking about some of the history, what's gone into making KRFY. As well, we have our esteemed mayor, Shelby Ronstadt, here. Say hello, Shelby.
Hello, Sandpoint. Happy to be here. Susie, Chris, and Charlie.
Well, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate that. We're going to be talking a little bit later in the show about, we're going to invite your opinions, of course, about what KRFY is all about and its role it can play in the community. But a little bit later in the show, we're going to get into some of the things going on with the city. I know there's a big parking plan that's being discussed right now, so we want to get on to some of the policies and happenings that are going on with the city government.
Before we get to that, though, we also have some great music queued up, by the way. I just love some of this music. We have John Hartford, Turn Your Radio On. It's a great song. So we'll have music throughout the hour. And this is 88.5 KRFY that you're listening to, community radio for North Idaho. And as I said earlier, we're very fortunate to have a community radio station in a rural area and all the things that we're finding out that it offers as we move through into our fifth year of being on the air. But it didn't start 5 years ago when we went live. It started way before that. And Charlie Parrish, you have some information you'd like to share about that, those early days. How did we get here? It's not a simple endeavor.
That's true. This was probably the brainchild of Scott Daly, starting back probably before 2006, but officially, I guess, in 2006. And he put a group together to try to figure out how to do this. And as it turned out, there was a window that opened in fall of 2007 that allowed new FCC licenses to be granted.
For lower power,
correct,
local broadcasting FM stations.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much the genesis of the station, because we had to start with a license.
Did Scott hear about this new licensing coming up that gave this opportunity, or was he inspired by previous work with a community radio station?
I think he was inspired previously. This just was the opening to actually make it happen. Mm-hmm. So
at that point in time, they applied for that license and were granted. Although right now we are full-powered, licensed as a full-power FM community station, commercial-free. So at some point, it went from low power to full power. Okay.
And I'm not sure when that took place, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But he, from probably 2008 and on, he kept me up to date. As it turns out, he was doing some work for me up at Schweitzer. He was always into sustainable planting, and I had some sites up there that needed some work, and he needed some work, so we worked together to get that taken care of. And I pulled up some emails recently that kind of give you an idea of what was going on during that period. He would update me on his planting, and at the same time, in the same email, he would update me on the community radio station. I'll read just a couple of snippets. Working on another plan to get it going sooner. The supplier has various sizes of plants, which will be nice. I can get some plants that are more mature than one-year plugs, better roots and all. Radio, would you be interested in an advisory position with SCR? That would mean most likely that you really have some pull with what happens. Perhaps, but not absolute authority, but more pull, as they say. And you would be able to have your voice heard without having to stand in line. That does not mean we want more money from you. It does mean that we could perhaps put your name off to the side on our letterhead, which would provide a bit of clout to the organization. Think about it. We'd like for you to be involved beyond your financial support. And that was dated August 14th of 2009. And as they say, the rest is history.
Yeah. So your name's moved from the side of the letterhead to the top, I guess, because you're now the president.
That's true.
Yeah.
So
Scott really kicked this off. With that little initial seed idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, he was bringing along people such as Kelly McTavish, Jeff Poole.
I think it was Barry.
Barry Barish, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
That was the initial group that stayed together and saw this to fruition, basically.
I do know that Scott was always campaigning for community radio in our area. The school that I work at, I'd say hi because his children went there, and he'd right away draw me in and say, Susie, you have to get involved. We're going to have a community radio station. And then he'd kind of lay out the plan of how it was going to happen. And I just, wow, Scott, you're really passionate about this. And it was inspiring. And when he said the word community, that's what really got my interest, because this is our community. And anything that sustains us and brings us together in any way, shape, or form is always a good thing in my mind. And it has been that way. I should say that Scott Daly left us. You know, he passed away.
Yes, unfortunately, he did die a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure, you might know this, Charlie, was he able to see his dream and his passion come to fruition with the switch being flipped on the radio?
You know, the actual dates escape me a bit, but interestingly enough, I was perhaps the last person to see him on this earth. And when I was by his bed, I felt like he gave me, he handed off the station to me. So that's kind of still lives with me.
Mm-hmm. So. That's why you're here. Okay. Mm-hmm. And a belief in community radio. And there's so many aspects to it and how this station, KRFY, it used to be called Sandpoint Community Radio, and it was changed to Panhandle Community Radio, really meets our community in so many ways.
So were there some other mileposts along the way? Because having an idea is one thing, but making it really flourish and come to fruition, and all the work that went into getting this station going, I know there's a story there, Charlie.
Well, again, I was kind of in an advisory capacity at that point in time. He gave me, interestingly enough, a rundown on the core group of people that were taking care of all these many items in the background. Jeff Poole, he gave me this rundown. He's looking at quality programming. Kelly, a sound man, tech guy, studio manager, that's Kelly McTavish and Jeff Poole. Mandy Girl, who I don't know, but probably some people in this room do. Christine Hulbert. Anyway, that was kind of the early group, and I know Barry Barish was very important for that same group. So he was putting together a core group to take care of all the details to actually get it started.
And there are so many details. You talk about program scheduling, which was Jeff Poole's forte, I guess, according to Scott. But putting together a 24-hour nonstop. So obviously a lot of it's automated, and we're always trying to move towards live or people in the studio. Everyone who started the station, and except for a very small core staff group, are volunteers. So all of our broadcasters are volunteers. And it really, you know, the different things that supported the birth of this station and continue to keep it sound and viable are many. It's volunteers, underwriters, and our ever-increasing listener members.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think the underwriters are in the financial support that it takes to make this happen, an important thing to mention here. There were some significant gifts early on to get the radio station going, I know. And some folks, some business people chipped in, I know. And there were some individuals as well.
That's true. It took some seed money to make this really happen. Scott raised, I'm thinking, somewhere in the $20,000 to $30,000 range initially, which I think put us on the map, so to speak.
And ongoing now, of course, it's much more of a official organization, if you will. And we have to meet a budget each year to cover our expenses. I think it's important to mention this radio station is almost entirely powered by volunteers. We have a tremendous number of volunteer hours that go in each week. We have a couple part-time staff people, but almost all the hands-on is performed by people who are doing it for love rather than money.
That's absolutely right.
And even those that are paid part-time are working twice as hard with volunteer yeah. hours. So yeah, Susie Prez. And Jack Peterson.
And Jack Peterson. There are two part-time staffers here. And of course, we have equipment needs as well.
You know, all of our equipment has been purchased through grant money. Very generous foundations that have decided that this is a good thing to have in a small community, and it really can support the development of a strong community. And so, yes, all of our equipment was purchased through grants, which is fabulous. So when our underwriters and our members, listeners, and our volunteers contribute to the foundation and a broad base of support for the station, what are they paying for? They're paying for tower fees, staff, fees to ASCAP and BMI, which are music licensing organizations, so that we can play this great music. And we can get into the program schedule a little bit, too.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely talk about that, because we have actually a really strong program schedule that has a tremendous variety. It has a lot of great music. If you're a listener, you know that our music is... We call it Otto's Eclectic Mix. It's actually a part of the automated programming that we have here. But Susie, where does the music come? Who does get to choose the musical selections?
Well, you know, different people have come forward who have an interest in sort of different genres. But Otto's Eclectic Mix is unique. I'm not exactly sure where that name came from, but I know... It has a philosophy behind it that it isn't just the top 40 music that you'd hear on a commercial radio. It's the other music that everyone loves, and it's very eclectic. It's not one genre. And I can tell you from the information I get from listeners, it is very popular. People love the music that we play. And Otto's runs from 9 o'clock every morning until 5 o'clock every afternoon. And... It has all of that different music, every Monday through Friday.
It as well, it has a lot of informational bits in it. One very popular piece is Bird Notes. Comes on every morning at 9 a.m. And if you haven't listened to Bird Notes, you should catch it. It's only about There you go. It's only like about a 3 minute a piece. What's that? Even
well,
shorter.
Well, Bird Note actually comes on more than just 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Those are the top of the hour shorts. We now have Bird Notes also at 1 o'clock on just Tuesdays, but also at 3 o'clock Monday through Friday. So we've added more of the Bird Note because people love it. It's a short little thing. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And it gets a little bit of information about birds. It often does provide bird songs. It helps in identification of birds. It's just a neat little feature. We also have other pieces that come on during the day with Otto's Eclectic Mix. There's the Workers' Independent News, which comes on at 10 a.m. for just a few minutes. There's Sound Beat. There's Jim Hightower comes on at noon each day. There's a Book Bits at 1 p.m. There's a Point Puzzle at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. There's a whole bunch of neat features that are mixed in with our musical selections.
And our program schedule is available. You can call us. I'll send you one at 265-2992. Or you can go online at krfy.org, and we have a version of it that you can look at and really see what's going on.
You can look at and download it, print it out even. Mm-hmm. And that's on the schedule page if you go to krfy.org.
Since we have guests in the studio, I'd love to hear, because I always like to ask people, what do you like on the radio on KRFY? What do you like to listen to?
And we have our mayor here, Mayor Shelby Ronstadt. Okay. Mayor Ronstadt, so, give us your take on KRFY and what do you listen to?
Well, I'm very appreciative of KRFY. I think for community news and information and for really giving a venue for local talent to showcase their abilities and their talents, it's unmatched. I really like Democracy Now, and that's one of the greatest news programs, I think, in America, and I try and catch it every morning. And I want to highlight that too, because we're talking about the early days of KRFY and the fundraising in the beginning, and Scott Daly and his contribution to the radio station, and I recall that one of the original fundraisers that Scott put together was bringing Amy Goodman here to Sandpoint, and that was really really special. We actually hosted a book signing for her at Common Knowledge, and it was great to be able to meet somebody like that who's so dedicated to providing accurate news and information on many issues and stories that aren't covered in the mainstream media. And
and I'll throw in here, she plays each morning. Democracy Now! Is on it from 8 to 9 a.m.
Yep. Yep, and it's just
7 to 8 a.m. Yeah,
thanks. Yeah, and it's really invaluable. Another speaker that Scott was really instrumental in bringing to Sandpoint was Jim Hightower, and unfortunately, he doesn't do a radio program that I'm aware of, but he does do a column nationwide, and he's very entertaining, a satirical column, and he was great. He spoke at the Panada. So those were two original fundraisers that were done here to get KRFY up and running. And I think it was great, not just for the radio, but it was really great for Sandpoint culture. Beyond that, I like all just the wide diversity of music that's available on KRFY. And I like how you highlight local artists and musicians and have them come in the studio and play here over the airwaves, and particularly featuring traveling musicians too that are here for a show, and to give them that opportunity, I think, is really valuable. So,
and we really are trying to push our local programming out more. We really see that as the prime role of KRFY. Of course, we have the KRFY morning show, which for the past 2 years has been on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but just a few weeks ago we enlarged that to include Wednesdays. So now we have our morning show each Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of the week at 8 a.m. And we focus on different topics. We get in a lot of nonprofit organizations to see what they're up to and to support their missions. We bring in people like yourself, Shelby, the mayor, and county commissioners, and candidates for public office, and we try to talk about issues that are going on in town to keep people informed. And in that platform, I will say we do endeavor to stay neutral, particularly when we're working on topics that relate to political campaigns, so that everybody can use the radio station as a vehicle to put forth their best ideas about what's good for our community.
I would like to hear from, exactly, Chris, and I would like to hear from Charlie Parrish, our board president here at KRFY. What are some of your highlighted listen-to programs on the station?
Well, I hit and miss on the station, but to give you an idea of my musical preferences, I grew up initially with Ray Charles, and of course then with the Beatles and the Stones came through about that time. I'm telling you how old I am now. Then my wife got me interested in the Four Tops and that genre. And also, she has a background in classical music, so the Sunday morning program is very interesting to me. And then on from there, a lot of world music, I believe. Pink Martini and Michael Frante. Those are the things that I listen for.
In the music genre, in the music realm. And then what about the news and podcasts that we bring in from Pacifica, our affiliate?
Yes, that is what brought me to this station initially, was Al Jazeera, Amy Goodman, and as you say, the different podcasts that come on. And if you are on our website, krfy.org, you should check out the podcast list. It is an amazing history of the station, and you need to listen to some of those items of history.
And those podcasts are available on, if you go to krfy.org, on the navigation bar, you click on the podcast page, and you can go back now. We have archived almost 2 years, or actually a little over 2 years worth of interview programs that have been on KRFY, as well as podcasts of local musicians that come into the studio. And Susie, why don't you tell us about that a little bit? I know that's been one of your passions, is to get local musicians and give them airtime and exposure. It's
also part of why I got involved in KRFY. Traveling around and interviewing musicians around the country about their songwriting careers and their journey, I realized that I could put together podcasts that could be part of a show. So I started a show called Between the Notes. And after that, I kind of moved to Live and Local. So all of those shows, I don't think Between the Notes is on the podcast, but all of the Live and Local shows are on there. And it's really sitting down with our local musicians, Emily Baker, Brandon Watterson, Jake Robin, anyone that that I can think of is welcome to come on. Truck Mills has been here. And really giving them a chance to have a platform to talk about their music. They love it. We love it. And it's available on our website to listen to again. So that's always fun.
And I will let you know that, yes, we do have about 10 or 12 of the Between the Notes podcast from 2015 there.
Okay, those were the second groups of Between the Notes, and those were live. And I like to do live radio because it's a different kind of feel. So when there are traveling musicians, I think the last group I had in here was the Little Smokies. All five of them were in here with their big stand-up bass playing music right before they did the KRFY benefit concert on May 6th. That was really fun. And I probably do it mostly because it's really fun. But I also am assured that people love listening to it, too.
And I'd like to take a moment here to let the listeners know how much we appreciate Susie Prez being here. She has a background. She's a musician. She plays in a band. She's been a teacher for many, many years. And she also ran the Waldorf School. And all three of those strengths have really pointed towards her holding this station together.
Well,
we couldn't have done it without her.
Well, thank you very much. It's a joy, and it's like what Scott did. You know, you find something that you believe in, and you go for it. And I think that's what nonprofit work is all about. It's and volunteerism. You know, you find something you believe in, and this, by the way, is a nonprofit radio station, and that's why when we have people that are running for office, we are very balanced in our interviewing, so we don't sway people in any one direction. Should we take a musical break?
We should. I'd like to let's remind our listeners, this is the 88.5 KRFY Morning Show with your host Chris and Susie. We have in the studio today Charlie Parrish, our KRFY board president, as well as Sandpoint Mayor Shelby Ronstad. So we're going to take a musical break, but we're going to come back and we're going to talk with Shelby. We want to jump into some of the things that are going on with the city for a while. Then I want to come back and I want to explore some more of what our program scheduling is, because we have some programs. Charlie and Shelby, you both mentioned some of your favorites. There's a ton of other great programming that comes around during the course of the week that I wouldn't mind talking about.
Okay, we have a lot to talk about. Well, this is a short song by John Hartford. It's Turn Your Radio On. And we'll be right back. Stay with us at 88.5 KRFY. And that was John Hartford, Turn Your Radio On. We're here live in the studios of KRFY for the morning show at 88.5. And we have guests. We're really celebrating KRFY this week because we have a big membership drive coming up. I want to thank all the folks that have been sending in their membership renewals. It's been amazing. It's wonderful. It shows that folks in our community really do love this station. And we have guests. As I said, we have Shelby Ronstad, our mayor, who loves the station. And we have Charlie Parrish, the board director, president of the board, who also loves the station. We all love the station.
Yeah, we all love the station. Hopefully, if you're listening, you love the station too. I want to throw another shout out about the membership drive, which happens Friday and Saturday. As we mentioned, we're going to be doing a demonstration studio that's going to be at the at First and Cedar Avenue in the building where Snowy River was previously. It's doors open. Walk in and you can see what goes on behind the scenes with radio broadcasting. We're going to be having live music that's going to run each day. We're going to have about 6 or 7 different in-studio concerts each day from different local musicians. We'll run through that list a little bit later. But this is your invitation to come down and check out KRFY. And hopefully we'll inspire you to join and or donate to the station. And with that, Shelby Ronstad, our mayor, is with us. And we want to pivot for a little bit and talk about things going on with the city, since we are, after all about the city here with KRFY.
Sure, yeah, it'd be my pleasure. I do want to say one thing. Before the break, we were talking about what programs do we like the most here at KRFY. And, of course, I want to give a shout-out to the morning show. It's always such a pleasure to hear the conversations that happen in this studio with Chris and Susie and all their wonderful guests. And I've had the privilege of being a guest here several times. And it's really rewarding. It's really informative. And I think you both just do a great job, and I want to thank all the listeners out there who've supported KRFY in the past, if for no other reason than I love the morning show so much. So thank you, listeners. And I did want to talk about a couple things going on with the city. First of all, I'll mention that we've put out for bid for the Memorial Field construction of the new grandstands out there, and we're excited to have a finalized design that's been approved by council. We've also completed the installation of phase one of the fiber network. So we've got dark fiber in, and we've put out for bid for a consultant to help us design a business plan and operational management plan for that network. So we're moving forward with high-speed internet in Sandpoint. But one thing I want to highlight today is a new downtown parking plan that I'm going to present to council on July 6th. And I'm really excited about it because I think it addresses a lot of the issues that we've been hearing concerns about from the downtown business community and users of our public rights-of-way downtown for many years. And certainly council, the chamber, the bid, and concerned citizens have come to many council meetings and workshops over the in the past and have you know, identified concerns, and we've heard those concerns, and so we've formed a what I think is a solution to all of these problems into a new plan, and some of the features of it I'll mention. So with this new plan that's going to be considered at City Council on July 6th, and I would invite listeners to contact my office if they want to provide any input on this plan before then, or you can come talk to me. We're going to post it on our website prior to the meeting. You can take a closer look at it, and then certainly you can come and participate at the council meeting at Council Chambers at 5:30 on Wednesday the 6th. But some of the features are free 24-hour parking at the city lot that we have in the center of town. I think that's something that we've definitely heard as a real need for the community, to be able to just park your car somewhere all day and go to your shopping, go to work, go do whatever you need to do, and not have to worry about moving your car every 2 hours. So that's also going to be available at the Sand Creek lot across the bridge there. So if you're on the east side of downtown, you can park at the Sand Creek lot all day, go to work here at KRFY, for instance, and you know, do whatever you need to do all day. Maybe you go to an event late night at the Hive, and maybe you've had a couple drinks and you shouldn't be driving home. Well, you can leave your car there all night, and it wouldn't be a problem.
Nice.
So I think that's going to be really nice. And then that will also be available, and actually is today, and maybe a lot of people don't even realize it, on the west side of downtown at the what we call the ITD lot. It's the ITD right-of-way that was originally the Curve. It was potentially going to be the Curve project. That's ITD right-of-way that they've offered to the city to use as a free parking lot. So we've got those three free 24-hour lots that we're proposing, and I think that will really give workers and shoppers and users of the downtown a lot of options for free parking. And then we've also added some three-hour zones. That's another thing that we've heard a lot from the public. We need more than 2 hours. So we've offered those, or in this plan, we're offering those north of the downtown core, so over north of Cedar, basically, and then south of Pine. So, you know, we're for the most part keeping it 2 hour within the core to really encourage that turnover. And then if you know you need more time, you can park a little far, either park at one of the free lots or park a little further out and have that extra hour. And then we've also heard from the business community in particular that we need loading and unloading zones. So we've asked the chamber and the bid and the downtown business community to identify where would be the best locations for those 15-minute zones. And so we've identified about five between 1st and 2nd, mostly on 1st and just off of 1st on Main and Cedar and whatnot. And I think we've got some options that are going to work really well for businesses along there. And then also, you know, that could be used for customers who maybe they just need to, you know, stop and run in and pick something up. And so it will encourage that rapid turnover, which is really needed, I think. Another thing that is offered in this plan is expanded street permit parking. So we encourage people to buy a permit. You can buy a permit, free parking by the month. It's $30 a month, and you can basically park anywhere within this permitted zone for free. And right now we've got some streets that allow that, but mostly it's allowed in the city lot. With this new plan, it'll be available pretty much, you know, for the most part throughout the downtown core, with the exception of First Avenue. You know, the most intense used area, which is basically First Avenue and between First Avenue and Second. So those will remain 2 hour and not by permit. And then another element to this plan is a boot program, which I'm sure some people will be excited about and some maybe will not be. But this is how we keep it fair. You know, up until now, you know, we haven't had that level of enforcement. And as a result, we've had a lot of people that have really taken advantage of the system, so to speak. And it's really unfair for all the people who play by the rules. And so with this boot program, I'm sure you're all familiar what that is, we're going to start enforcing, enforcing parking regulations for those who have abused the system for a long time.
I'll throw out what a boot is. It's a device that goes around the wheel of a parked car, and it makes it impossible to drive that car off. And you would use that in this case for somebody that's piled up a bunch of parking tickets and they're not paying the tickets, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so there would be a threshold. You know, it wouldn't be, if you've got one outstanding ticket, you wouldn't get a boot. But if you've got, you know, council will have to determine what that number is, but it would be, you know, some threshold that's met and you'd
be in that situation. So someone that works downtown myself, and I deal with parking, of course, I know that there are folks that do play the game where you try to move your car every 2 hours and you're just hopscotching around town. Do you think these new policies are going to help eliminate that, which doesn't really help us with our parking inventory if you just only move your car two spaces ahead?
Right.
But you keep it downtown and you're still, you're an employee, you're still blocking customers from getting into to use of downtown easily.
That's right. My hope is that it will. I think having the free 24-hour lots, the city center lot, the ITD lot, and then across the bridge in the Sand Creek lot, I think that option, that's really what one of the reasons that this plan was designed in that way, is to encourage the business community, people who are downtown all day at work. They won't have to go through the inconvenience of going out to move their car every 2 hours, you know, four times a day. That's got to be a pain in the butt, I would imagine. So being able to, can I say no, that on the radio? So, you know, parking at the city lot, for instance, you know, you're within two blocks of wherever you need to go downtown. And so I think it would be much more convenient, at least from my perspective, to simply do that, walk to work once and walk to your car once, instead of having to deal with that and potentially getting a ticket. So
I think it's a well thought out plan. I know that I think the last time you were in here a few times ago, we were talking about parking, and you mentioned, or someone did, we could also park at the city beach. And I've started doing that because it's a beautiful walk over to downtown. And so I enjoy
as well.
The walk, huh? Mm-hmm.
Nice scenery as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right across the bridge. So those are great options, I think. It's well thought out.
Great. So what's the process now? This is a plan that you've formulated after a bunch of public input, and it goes now to the council?
That's right. So it'll be considered by council on July 6th, a week ahead of time, that the details of the plan will be posted on our website, and the public can take a closer look at the plan. So at that, on the July 6th meeting, it's at 5:30 at City Hall, which is 1123 Lake Street. And I'm hoping that it'll be well received. And I would invite the public out there to provide any detailed feedback that you have on the plan to me before, you know, well before then, if you can, because we can always incorporate, it's always easier to incorporate changes, you know, when you get that feedback well before the meeting. Mm-hmm. So we're actually going to be posting that plan on our website much prior. I'm hoping that this week I can get that up on our website so people can start taking a look at it. And if they do have some feedback, you know, you can get a hold of me through my office and we can go from there.
Okay.
I did want to just hear from one of our business owners here, Charlie Parrish, also one of our valued underwriters. That's Evergreen Realty. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you have an office right downtown on First Avenue.
That's correct.
This affects you.
It does, and I think it's a great plan. it's wonderful to have a new mayor with a progressive thought process.
And really listening to the people.
Applaud him for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Charlie.
I'm going to guess that you're going to get some pretty strenuous feedback on the boot idea, especially for those that have been scofflaws. They've been kind of blowing off the parking tickets. And I know you have a list of people that have some pretty significant fines stacked up. How are you going to deal with that if somebody owes several hundred dollars in parking fines? They get booted. Are they going to have to catch up that entire backlog of parking tickets?
We actually are going to provide an incentive, so they will get a discount if they just deal with their. We're going to give them an opportunity to come to a zero balance before they get the boot, so they'll be notified ahead of time. And I think that's the most fair thing that we can do. For those who just will continue to take advantage and abuse the system, you know, ultimately you got to pay the piper. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fair. So we want to take a musical break. This is a song by request. It's Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick. It's the short version. And who do you want to send this out to? Charlie?
Let's send this out to Scott Daly.
Okay. Scott Daly. We'll be right back with more on the 88.5 KRFY Morning Show. This is Thick as a Brick by Jethro Tull. And we just heard the short version of Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick, dedicated to Scott Daly, one of the founders of 88.5 KRFY. And we're here in the studios. This is the Morning Show, and we want to really thank our guests this morning so much. It's been a lot of fun to have you here. Charlie Parrish, board president of KRFY and also a valued underwriter with Evergreen Realty. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
And our mayor, Shelby Ronstadt. Shelby, thank you for coming in and giving a little boost to our membership drive week, as well as letting people know about the new parking plan that's coming.
Thank you, Chris and Susie, and thank you all the listeners out there that have supported KRFY over the years. I hope we can keep this program running. It is just such a great thing for the Panhandle area. And I do want to mention one thing that I forgot to mention about the parking plan. It's also going to include a parking committee that will review policies and that can assist in moving this plan forward and being that ambassador between the city and the community. So I would invite your listeners out there, too, if they live in Sandpoint or work in Sandpoint, they can apply to be part of that committee, and you can be part of this process. So
And you can do that through the city website, which is cityofsandpoint.com.
That's
gets
right.
You there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be here this morning.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to thank you. It's been a lot of fun. We're going to take another little musical break while our guests leave. This is Willie Nelson. If you've got the money, I've got the time. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. And that was Willie Nelson. If you've got the money, I've got the time. And we're live in the studios of 88.5 KRFY. This is the Morning Show with Chris and Susie on this beautiful Wednesday morning.
And it is a beautiful morning. Actually, Susie, we got 2 minutes to tell the weather because we skipped
Absolutely,
that.
We didn't, you know,
I realized we have a change in the weather coming up. We've had these amazing warm days that have been actually record setters, a couple of them, I think. But what's coming up?
Well, let's see. I've got it queued up. Do you have it queued up?
No. Oh.
Well, at 8 o'clock this morning, it was 59 degrees out. Thunderstorms today, 20% chance. High 84, low tonight 54 with a 40% chance of thunderstorms, and then it diminishes to 20%. Thursday on out, it's different kind of temperatures. 75 is about the high, and the lows are in the 50s, low 50s.
And with a chance of rain each day, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see, there's 20%, 40%. Ooh, Friday 60% on through the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. Just what our gardens need, right?
Yeah, actually, this is the kind of June weather we do need to keep the forest wet. And we're looking at the potential for another bad fire season if we keep these really hot temperatures. So that's actually all good news.
Mm-hmm. And as we have said, we had wonderful guests in the studio. This is a celebration week for KRFY, our community radio station in North Idaho. And we're not only in North Idaho. Did you know, Chris, that people in Chicago, Illinois, Seattle, Washington, and sometimes even Italy are listening to KRFY? And how do you think they can do that?
Yeah, actually, I know exactly how they do that. You go to KRFY.org and you click the button in the right side that says live stream. And you can hear KRFY from any place that the internet goes, which is basically every place. So we encourage people to do that, particularly if you're working at your desk and you want to be able to hear something. You don't have to turn on the radio. You can just call up the website and tune in via our live stream. Another feature that we have is we do record our morning shows as podcasts. And if you can't catch the morning show, which airs each Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. with local topics, local speakers on a whole range of issues and things that are going on around town. If you can't hear the morning show when it broadcasts, you can come back later that day, but usually by the end of the day, we have the podcast, a recording of it posted at KRFY.org, and you can click on the podcast page and hear what you may have missed.
So many opportunities. I know a lot of people do stream, even those that live over the hill, because they might not get the direct link, you know, through the airwaves, but streaming is possible right here in their own community. So again, that's krfy.org. And, you know, tomorrow we've been doing this series of the morning shows are dedicated to KRFY. Yesterday we had our broadcasters, some of our people that have become trained to be broadcasters. Have you ever wanted to say, I'm a radio broadcaster? Well, you can do that. We have had, I think, 6 different trainings. We have now 16 trained broadcasters, or DJs, you might call them. They do a variety of different things in the studio. And we have a new training coming up June 22nd and 29th. The June 22nd one is really a volunteer orientation to the station. And then those that want to become broadcasters will go on through a mentoring process and a one training process on the 29th. So that's a great opportunity.
That's right. And we do invite volunteers. We invite mm-hmm. people to become involved with KRFY. It is a community radio station. It's powered by volunteers. But it's also, let's say, it's a lot of fun to have the opportunity to communicate with people via the radio. And, of course, actually communicate via the internet, as we were just talking, since we do stream it. And I want to point out to people again, on our website, if you go to KRFY.org and you click on the schedule button, you bring up our daily schedule. It's just been revised. It shows all the programming that occurs on the station for 24 hours a day, all 7 days a week. And you can see where we have our local program. It's color-coded. You can see the local programming where we have live DJs or live broadcasters in running a show. And some of those things are, of course, the KRFY morning show that's each Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 8 a.m. But there's some other great shows that happen each week. We have on Wednesdays, Velma Queen of Fun runs I believe she calls it the Hump Night Cafe.
Hump Day Cafe.
Hump Day Cafe. Of course, Wednesday's Hump Day because we're on the downhill side of the week. In fact, when I was in college, that used to be a cause for celebration every
year. I'm sure.
In the way that college students celebrate, as you can imagine. But we also have the KRFY local music show that happens each Tuesday with Susie Prez. Susie, tell us about that a little bit.
You know, right now the Live and Local is off the air. Live is off the air until October, because it's bringing musicians into the studio and it's a live show. But Jack Peterson is doing a new show. Well, he's calling it, it's not a new show, but it's called the Norwestern. And it is local area talents all the way from Missoula to Seattle. Actually, we're considering that local. And I was listening last night and Jack's bringing in some music that you just won't hear anywhere else. It's people are sending us their CDs, and these are a lot of time independent music. So it's really fun to be able to showcase those musicians.
Yeah, it's a way to discover musicians from our locality and our region mm-hmm. and hear their music, whether it's live or recorded
like that.
Mm-hmm. Some of the other things that we have live broadcasters in with the KFY Folk Music Show, which comes in on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
And who runs that?
That's Jim Healy.
That's Jim Healy, of course, yeah. Yes.
Our own Jim Healy. Yeah,
former board president.
You know, we're pretty much running out of time here, Chris. There's so much on our program schedule, and the new one is going to be up and running in the next day or so on the KRFY.org website under program.
Yes.
So we're really happy that you tuned in. Tomorrow, our focus on the KRFY will be with listener members. We'll be here in the studio to talk to us about their experience as listener members. So stay tuned. Come back tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock for the KRFY Morning Show. We're going to go out with
one more thing. Don't miss us on Friday and Saturday with a membership drive happening all day, both days. It's live. We're going to have a studio, demonstration studio at First Avenue and Cedar in the old Snowy River building. Please tune in. Come by. Think about being a member and think about donating.
I can guarantee it's going to be fun.
And we do need that financial support to keep the radio station
Absolutely.
On the air.
Absolutely. So this is the Beatles, Money. Have a great day.
Yes, have a great day, great week. Bye now.